Time now for the Wide Open Three. A fast-paced look at local and regional sports. Brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Have you been looking for a new career but unsure of where to start? Alliance Dental Institute offers a 12-week dental assisting program that provides you the opportunity to gain hands-on experience from licensed professionals at a state-of-the-art facility. Tuition is affordable with financing available. To schedule your tour, call 470-801-4234 or visit AllianceDentalInstitute.com. Invest in yourself, your education, and your career with Alliance Dental Institute in Villa Rica.
From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Tuesday, April 23rd. Bryce Elder's return to the big leagues went about as well as anybody could have drawn it up for the Atlanta Braves. His near seven innings of shutout work helped push the Braves to a 3-0 series opening win over the Miami Marlins. Things would remain scoreless through the first three innings, however you can only keep this Braves lineup quiet for so long, and the fourth inning was when Atlanta woke up. Marcelo Ozuna got things going in the fourth with a one-out walk that brought up Travis d'Arnaud to the plate. D'Arnaud was coming into the game hot off the heels of his epic three-home run night on Saturday and still looked ready and willing to do more damage here in this one. D'Arnaud took the first pitch he saw from Weathers and pulled it down the line for a big fly ball. Once it came down, it hit the foul pole, and just like that, d'Arnaud had hit yet another home run and the Braves were in front by two. Adam Duvall walked immediately after the home run that then made it to second base after a productive out moved him into scoring position. David Fletcher then got an opportunity to extend Atlanta's lead with two outs in the frame, and Fletcher came through with a bouncer that he sent the opposite way past Josh Bell at first base. Duvall scored easily from third, and the Braves were now in control of the game 3-0. The three runs ended up being more than enough help for Bryce Elder, who turned in a vintage performance that was reminiscent of the good times from last season. Once Elder was done for the night, he had gotten through 6.2 innings with 8 hits, but no walks, 4 strikeouts, and 0 runs given up. Elder was relieved by Pierce Johnson, who struck out Nick Fortes to end the 7th inning. A.J. Minter got the ball for the 8th inning and sat down the top of Miami's lineup in order to ensure that the Braves would enter the 9th inning with at least a 3-run lead. Raisel Iglesias came on for the 9th inning looking to lock down the save, and Atlanta's closer made no mistake as he also sat down the Marlins in order to end the game and put the Braves back in the win column. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on Twitter at Graddock Sports and online at GraddockCommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Adam Picoro.